tonight on the VOA Sports with Sonny. He's next. Time now for the Sunny Side of Sports with Sonny Young. Hello, Sonny.
Happy Friday, Yahias.
I understand you have some news on a big football election.
Yahias, top football officials from around the world are electing a new FIFA president at this hour. In the first round of balloting in Zurich, Switzerland, Gianni Infantino narrowly beat Sheikh Salman bin Ibrahim Al Khalifa, 88 votes to 85. However, to be elected FIFA president, a candidate must receive two-thirds of the votes, or 138, cast by FIFA's 207 members. So they're now in a second round of balloting. The 45-year-old Infantino is the general secretary of UEFA, the European Football Union, and the 50-year-old Sheikh Salman is the head of the Asian Football Confederation. One of the two men is likely to succeed Sepp Blatter, whose 17-year reign ended in a corruption scandal that rocked FIFA. Before Friday's balloting, Sheikh Salman addressed the delegates and talked about a series of reform measures passed by FIFA.
I think the reforms is very important for all of us, and I'm sure that for you as well. We talk about an organization that is in crisis, and I think we've been through that before in Asia, and I hope that with a unified understanding between the confederations, between the national associations, because at the end the interest is one. The interest is for football and for the future of the game. So I'm sure that with the reforms, it will show that it's the first step amongst, I'm sure, a lot of steps to be taken in the future.
Meanwhile, Gianni Infantino also addressed the delegates in Zurich.
All around the world, there are many, many, many people who love football. There are many, many, many people who engage themselves in football, who live football. And we have to help them. We have to help them to develop football. We have to assist them to develop football. They all, of course, look at Europe and at UEFA. It's time for a change. It's time to bring football back to FIFA.
Shortly before the FIFA presidential vote, the only African candidate, Tokyo Sekwale of South Africa, withdrew, leaving only two other candidates, Jordan's Prince Ali bin Al Hussein and Frenchman Jerome Champagne. This election has been called the most important in FIFA's 112-year history as the organization tries to restore its reputation amid corruption charges and investigations by the U.S. Department of Justice and Swiss law enforcement.
What's better than the Sunny Side of Sports? More Sunny Side of Sports. Listen to our new expanded show now on VOA Africa.
Hey, g'day, mates. Remember me? This is the old sports emperor with a red-hot listening tip. That's right. Give a listen to my pal, the bright and lively Sunny Man on the Sunny Side of Sports, right here on the Voice of America.
Hello, Africa. Dr. Larry Zamoja here, Chairman, Chief Executive, Sports Radio 88.9 Brilla FM. Keep getting sporty sunshine with Sunny Young. We all do at Sports Radio 88.9 Brilla FM, broadcasting out of the cities of Lagos, Abuja, Kaduna, and Onitsha in Nigeria, as well as the World Wide Web on www.brillafm.net. I tell you this, it's always a thrill, yes, a thrill, to remain on the sunny side on Brilla with Sunny. Keep listening, Africa.
Keep on the sunny side, always on the sunny side. Keep on the sunny side of life. It will help us every day. It will brighten all the way. It will keep on the sunny side of life.
Voice of America, I'm Sonny Young in Washington, and you're listening to the Sunny Side of Sports on the Voice of America.
Voice of America!
In pro boxing, American Charles Martin makes the first defense of his IBF heavyweight title April 9th when he takes on Britain's Anthony Joshua at the O2 Arena in London. Both fighters are unbeaten. Martin has 23 wins and one draw, while Joshua, who has ties to Nigeria, has won his first 15 prize fights, all by knockout. Our reigning prince of pugilistics, Namdi Hollywood Moeta, is predicting Joshua will win the IBF belt in the British capital.
Oh, Sonny, if he picks up the belt April 9th, when he will pick up the belt April 9th, he has David Haye in England. Mm. He has Chisora in England. He has Tyson Fury. He has big, big fights in front of him, but he must deliver on April 9th by a spectacular knockout.
So he's got some British options available to him.
Big British options that will end up at the Wembley Arena for big fights. I mean, heavyweight boxing is back in the UK, and they have the players, and they have the big boys, and they're going to draw a big, big number. Anthony Joshua is there, Tyson Fury is there, David Haye is there, Chisora is there, some other young cats are there. So the action is in the UK.
Big, big numbers, Namdi. I think we might see some big, big numbers May 7th in Las Vegas when Saul Canelo Alvarez takes on Amir Khan. How is that fight shaping up?
Oh, Sonny, that's a huge fight. I mean, we're talking about numbers. We're looking at this fight may even pull in $100 million, Sonny.
Mm.
Canelo is a big draw. Khan is a draw himself. He's a good talker. He can talk up the fight. So, and it's a Cinco de Mayo weekend, and it's going into a brand new arena, the T-Mobile Arena. And this arena seats 22,000 people. Why wouldn't you want to go? It will sell out. It will bring in a live gate of close to $17 million. So when you throw in pay-per-view, you throw in closed circuit, throw in foreign TV rights, huge numbers, Sonny.
Tactically, Namdi, can Khan win with his speed and maybe get a points decision?
Until he gets caught. Sonny, Khan has what we call in the game a China chin, a glass chin. You tap in on that chin, he goes down, you know. And a big puncher like Canelo Alvarez, he will just have to cut the ring off and stay right on him, and then he can break the ribs and crack the jaw a couple of times and it'll be over. But Sonny, this is a fight game. Go back and look at the Canelo Mayweather. Khan can make it a very easy fight. Decision, he cannot hurt Canelo. Points, win, unanimous decision. Everybody will be shocked. And then what happens to Triple G?
At this point, Namdi, do you think it's just a matter of time before Canelo catches Khan in that fight?
He may even catch him in the first round, and the first second of the first round will be over, you know. But how about if he cannot catch him? How about if he cannot cut off the ring? How about if he cannot land that big one punch that we know, the big right hand or the left hook? How about if he's unable to do that? We end up seeing a boring, one-sided fight.
The winner of Canelo Khan, do they next face Triple G?
Well, that's the deal. The winner of Canelo Khan must face Triple G in September, and they're looking at the Cowboy Stadium in Dallas, Texas, that can hold more than 100,000 people.
Thanks, Namdi. That's our reigning prince of pugilistics, Namdi Hollywood Moeta. Namdi and I talked about the Canelo Khan fight on May 7th. The two fighters will hit the road next week to promote the bout. They'll be in London on Monday, New York City on Tuesday, and Los Angeles on Wednesday. Now let's go to Orlando, Florida, where Golden State Warriors basketball star Stephen Curry put on another great shooting show Thursday night. Curry fired in 51 points to lead the defending NBA champion Warriors to a 130-114 victory over the host Orlando Magic. Curry made 20 of 27 shots from the field, including 10 three-pointers. He set a new NBA record by making a three-pointer in his 128th consecutive game. It marked the third time this season Curry has scored more than 50 points in a game. He's the first player to do it that many times in a season since LeBron James and Dwayne Wade in 2008 and 2009. Joining us once again on the Sunny Side of Sports is Andrew Palcheski, the Voice of America's social media reporter. Sporty greetings, Andrew.
Sporty greetings, Sonny.
Andrew, what's trending on this Friday in the sports world?
The huge trend is FIFA and hashtag FIFA election. Of course, the world football governing body voting on its new president to replace Sepp Blatter. A lot of interest in this on social media. People wondering if this will mark a change after some corruption scandals that they've had. There's a lot of interesting comments, though. One gentleman tweeted out and said that ESPN, which is the sports network here in the United States, is covering this like a papal election. And for many people, football is indeed like a religion, so it makes sense. In fact, one other person said, what color smoke should we be looking for? So a lot of jokes on social media, but a lot of concern about this election. Some people saying this is going to be a mark of real change. Other people saying it's going to be more of the same, more corruption. So it remains to be seen which path it'll take.
Arguably the most powerful position in world sports, maybe the International Olympic Committee chief, but the FIFA president, you know, wields a lot of power in terms of being in charge of the world's most popular sport.
Absolutely. And it is truly global. I was struck by, first off, that as I was looking on Twitter, it was getting, you know, every time I would click, there'd be 300 new tweets, 400 new tweets, all of a sudden pop up, because really the whole world is talking about this. And not only that, but I was seeing tweets in English, Spanish, Portuguese, Japanese, German. I mean, there's all over the world people are talking about this in all these different languages. So it's really interesting to see everybody kind of come together in this election.
As we talk, Andrew, it looks like the winner of this election will be either Sheikh Salman bin Ibrahim Al Khalifa from Bahrain or Gianni Infantino. Are the tweets in one direction or the other for those two candidates?
Not particularly that I've seen. I mean, people who are fans of each of them are tweeting out that they hope that their preferred candidate wins. But by and large, it's just generally, I hope this is a fair election. I hope this marks a turning point for FIFA. One interesting tweet that I saw as well, someone said, open this vote up to the people. Why is it so secretive? Why are these countries and these representatives of these countries the only ones that are voting? Let everybody vote. Let the fans vote. So there's a lot of feeling that this could be a turning point. People want it to be a turning point, and we'll see if it is.
What else is trending in the sports world, Andrew?
Well, there's this article from Google and Google Maps that they've put out, and it's a press release or a blog post that, you know, they have on Google Maps. You can view street view. You can look at, you know, as you walk down the street, what it would be like to see, you know, houses and things and buildings. Well, you can do that now with some of the world's most famous stadiums. They have set up cameras in different stadiums here in the U.S., and you can now click and get to the street view and look as though you are a player on the pitch or on the court.
Okay, interesting.
So you have CenturyLink Field or CenturyLink Stadium in Seattle, Washington, which is the home of the Seattle Seahawks football team here in the U.S., and you have the Verizon Center here in D.C., which is home to the Washington Wizards, the Georgetown Hoyas,
Washington Capitals.
So you can now look as though you are a player looking up into the stands. So you can live out your sports fantasies, at least online, and get a new perspective on see where your favorite athletes are playing.
Andrew, in terms of social media, I encourage our Voice of America listeners to follow the Sunny Side of Sports on Facebook and Twitter. My Facebook address is facebook.com/VOA Sunny. Once again, that address, facebook.com/VOA Sunny. And my Twitter handle is @VOA Sunny Sports. As we talk, Andrew, I guess they're counting the ballots in Zurich for this second round of voting.
They are. And this is the fascinating thing about social media is that it is real time. So as we're talking right now and I'm refreshing Twitter on my phone, we have somebody that's saying the dumping of the ballots looks very inefficient. I hope they don't lose any votes. So you're getting these comments as it's happening, which is just amazing that in this day and age, we can watch this go on. We can stream it on our phones and watch it, you know, from our computers and phones and then comment on it and kind of create this conversation, a global conversation about this election. So we'll see. Hopefully we'll have a result shortly. I don't know if it's going to have it while we're still on the air, but
well, it looks like we will not get that result because time is not on our side, as my friend Shaka Sotli likes to say. Time is not our ally. Andrew Palcheski, VOA social media reporter, thank you for joining us.
Thank you very much.
I'm VOA's Sonny Young, and that's the sunny side of sports. Back to you, Hayes Wuhi.
Thank you, Sonny, and thank you, Andrew. And listen to the sunny side.